Just having a conversation about that Home Depot commercial. Four different types of ice out of it.
I'm so confused. That's what four, what are four different kinds of ice?
No, you got to go to Home Depot, find out. Cubed, crushed.
And what are the other two?
And water is, it's a very warm
cold
ice.
Cold water.
It's
yeah,
a
there
warm,
you go.
Fluid
melted ice.
Ice. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Wiki Corner brought to you by, don't tell me, brought to you by Top to Bottom. Top to Bottom has been in business for over 30 years, and they know Rochester roofs. Top to Bottom can handle all of your roofing needs, from full replacements to repairs and emergency service. For your roofing needs, call John at Top to Bottom today, 338-9865. That's 338-9865. Sarah, what are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, there was some sad news over the weekend.
Yes, I know what you're
Bob Barker died at the age of 99.
99. Oh, wow. That's amazing. So sad.
So sad. But Bob Barker was born in Darrington, Washington, and spent most of his youth on the Rosebud Indian Reservation in Mission, South Dakota.
Is this right?
He was an enrolled member of the Sioux tribe. As Barker's father was one quarter Sioux and his mother was non-native, Barker was 1/8 Sioux.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
Barker attended grade school on the reservation where his mother was a teacher.
Oh, all right.
He joined the U.S. Navy Reserve during World War II to train as a fighter pilot, but did not end up serving in combat. Mm-hmm. He worked part-time in radio while attending college. In 1950, he moved to California to pursue a broadcasting career and was given his own radio show, The Bob Barker Show, which ran for the next 6 years from Burbank.
Burbank, right.
He was hosting an audience participation radio show on KNX AM in Los Angeles when game show producer Ralph Edwards, who was looking for a new host for Truth or Consequences, happened to be listening and liked Barker's voice and style.
There it is, yeah.
So Barker started hosting Truth or Consequences on December 31st, 1956, and continued with the program until 1975. In early 1972, producers began shopping a modernized revival of The Price is Right to stations with a guy named Dennis James as host.
Dennis James.
Yeah. CBS expressed interest in the series on one condition.
What was that?
That Barker would host instead of this Dennis James guy.
Poor Dennis.
Yeah, poor Dennis. Sorry, Dennis. So on September 4th of that year, Barker began hosting the CBS revival of The Price is Right. On October 15th, 1987, Barker did what other MCs almost never did at the time.
Oh, yeah?
He renounced his hair dye.
Oh, God.
And began wearing his hair gray, which was its natural color at the time. So Barker had to get approval from the head of daytime programming to stop dyeing his hair. And he said that the Price is Right ratings actually improved when he let his hair go gray.
That's my plan here, too.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Natural.
Yeah. So Barker announced on October 31st, 2006, that he would retire from The Price is Right in June of 2007. Hmm. In 2007, after celebrating his 50-year career on television.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a long career.
He taped his final episode in June of 2007 with the show airing twice on June 15th. I feel like I remember watching that because it aired in prime time also.
Yeah. I don't remember watching it, but it aired in the evening
and it was like a big deal.
It was a big deal. It's Bob Barker.
After his retirement, Barker made three return appearances to The Price is Right. He first appeared on the episode that aired on April 16th, 2009 to promote his new autobiography called Priceless Memories.
Oh, very nice.
He made another guest appearance on the show to celebrate his 90th birthday in 2013. And his last appearance was a surprise appearance on April 1st, 2015 for an April Fool's Day switch where he took Drew Carey's place at the show's intro.
Oh, my gosh. Everybody there was so lucky for that.
Yes.
And then when Drew Carey came back out, they were like, oh.
Yeah. Can we get the other guy back?
Can we have the white-haired guy?
Yeah. Yeah. So Barker was a vegetarian and in 1982 began ending The Price is Right episodes with the phrase, "This is Bob Barker reminding you to help control the pet population. Have your pets spayed or neutered."
Goodbye, everybody.
Yes.
Yeah.
He became an advocate for animal rights and of animal rights activism, supporting groups like the United Activists for Animal Rights, PETA, and the Sea Shepherd Conservation Society. Barker founded a foundation called the DJ&T Foundation in 1994, named after his late wife and mother, which has contributed millions of dollars.
You said late wife and mother. Those are two different people. I just want to point that out.
Yes.
Thank you.
It has contributed millions of dollars to animal neutering programs and funded animal rescue and park facilities all over the United States.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good for him.
So Barker won 19 Daytime Emmy Awards, including a Lifetime Achievement Award in 1999. In 1998, Stage 33 at CBS Television City in Los Angeles was renamed Bob Barker Studio after the 5,000th episode of The Price is Right.
Jeez.
And Time Magazine named him the greatest game show host of all time in 2007. He died from natural causes at his home in the Hollywood Hills on Saturday at the age of 99.
Wow. That is so sad. He's one of those guys who you just always picture as, like, it was timeless to me.
Mm-hmm.
The gray hair.
Absolutely.
The tan skin.
Yes.
He was great in Happy Gilmore.
Yes.
Was when he got in a fight with Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Yep.
You picked out a record to go along with Bob Barker, did you?
Yeah. So since, you know, obviously he hosted The Price is Right, and there's a lot of different games that they play that show.
Tons.
We're
going
to play, Play the Game by Queen.
That sounds great, Sarah. Thank you so much. Legends 102.7, faded past, 4:28. Sarah Dearmond is, why did we just play the Game from Queen?
Because we were talking about Bob Barker, who died on Saturday at the age of 99.
Yes.
Yes.
All right, let's recap three things we must take away from today's Weekend Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Ready, go.
All right. Well, he is best known as hosting game shows. Bob Barker started his career on the radio.
Of course he did.
Yeah.
He stopped dyeing his hair in 1987, and the Price is Right ratings went up.
And his foundation has donated millions of dollars to animal rights causes.
There you go. I think maybe Drew Carey was inspired by that. Bob Barker stopped dyeing his hair in 1987, and Drew Carey stopped cutting his hair in 2019, I think it is. Have you seen him?
I have not. I haven't watched.
Just look at a picture. He looks like he's just wandered in. Just gone.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's tough.
When someone, you know, that's who has hosted the show for so long, like Bob Barker, retires. And the same thing's going to happen with Pat Sajak.
Right.
You know, when he retires and Ryan Seacrest comes in, it's just not going to be the same.
You know, I will tell
it's
you,
really
that
not.
Even though Ryan Seacrest is a bit of the anomaly, but I will say this, and I keep saying this, that like the Alex Trebeks, the Pat Sajaks, the Bob Barkers, they all got their start in radio.
Mm-hmm.
And what people want to do now in television is they want to bring actors and other TV people in to host these game shows. And it's just a difference. It's different thing. Radio is different than television, and radio people are better at hosting game shows than actors like Drew Carey. And I will always believe that.
Yeah.
All right. There you go. Folks want to learn more about Bob Barker, Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
Well, you can go to my wiki blog.
Right.
If you go to legends1027.com, on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
Well, it's all right there for sure.
Yep.
Wonderful. Thank you for coming in today. Appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome.
Any more weddings or parties to go to before you come back tomorrow?
I hope not.
Okay. All right. No offense to the folks whose wedding she was at.
No. I'm just saying. That'd be a lot. On a Monday?
It would. That's a Monday night weddings.
You don't do Monday night weddings.
Back again tomorrow at 4:10, all right?
Yes.
All right. Traffic and weather coming up next on Legends 102.7.